It couldn't come at a worse time for us. You know, all of our main markets, Great Britain, Europe and North America, all of those markets are in decline. That's going to affect the tourism industry here in Ireland, and especially here in Donegal. Costs have gone absolutely through the roof. So at this time, we just cannot afford it. We were delighted to hear Catherine Martin, the Minister for Tourism, calling for the reduced rate to be maintained. And that's very positive, and we're very hopeful that government will listen to her. Because quite simply, if the VAT rate is increased, there'll be job losses, and that'll mean job losses here in Donegal as well as right throughout your rural Ireland.
And one of the big complaints many have had with the Irish tourism sector coming out of COVID is that prices, as they were compared to, say, 2019, have, for consumers, gone up through the roof as well. And I'm presuming that the hospitality sector, seeing how high prices already are, that extra 4.5%, you wouldn't want to scare off any potential customers as well with a further price increase?
Yeah, if there is an increase, that price is going to have to be passed on to the consumer. It's going to make Ireland and it's going to make Donegal an expensive place to come on holidays. And, you know, it's going to knock the tourism industry back by 10 years at least here in Donegal. Thankfully, one of our big strengths here in Donegal is value for money. And it's generally accepted that there's fantastic value for money in the tourism products throughout Donegal and indeed throughout the Northwest. So that's something that we don't want to jeopardise, and something that's very, very important for us, attracting both overseas and domestic visitors here to Donegal.
And the tourism sector in Donegal does, according to the IHF's figures, employ 8,000 people. Would you see perhaps if this VAT rate increase was to go through, would you perhaps see a significant percentage of staff being laid off as a result of it?
Yeah, just, you know, speaking to members throughout the county, anecdotally, you know, bookings aren't as strong as they were back in, I suppose, the most comparable year, which was 2019. Just, you know, the volume of bookings aren't coming in, so it's going to be a very difficult tourism season anyway, and it's just something that we couldn't bear to think about is if the government increased the VAT rate. You know, the government were very good to us throughout COVID. They were very supportive of the tourism industry, and, you know, never more than now do we need their support over the next year or 18 months.